Good morning, Bogi.
Good morning.
You are prepared and ready to tell us about Hungarian Caravan in International Zone. Otherwise, you are active member of AVI Hungary and also International Zone Coordination Team, correct?
And as well as Hungarian Pavilion Group, which is active within Orovia. Because AVI Hungary is active in Hungary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
What is Hungarian Caravan?
So I would prefer to start about what is the idea behind the Hungarian pavilion or any pavilion, national pavilions, because I think we have to manifest the national soul, and to manifest it, it good if there is something physical, material, not projects. Projects are good, but something physical, material is also good to happen. So 3 years ago, we made a small garden, and this is my baby. 3 years ago, we made a small garden, which is the Hungarian garden. It's really small, like one square meter size. We planted a few things inside, but we put some painting on it, and we had the aspiration that that is the Hungarian physical something. And now we had a chance to build something. We could bring some money from Hungary, and we went through a lot of process with the International Zone. Because we didn't, in the Hungarian area, in the Hungarian pavilion area, there is no any infrastructure yet. So people were very reluctant to support us to start the project already before there is no possibility in the actual field to do something. But because we had this aspiration and we had this energy, we wanted to start to do something. So eventually we could make an agreement with Amy and the International House area that as long as the Hungarian pavilion area is not ready, we can park the Hungarian caravan inside. And so it took quite a long time until we get through this process. And in the beginning, we had an idea to build something like a bigger size. Eventually, it became a small size. You saw it, it's like 4 feet by 8 feet.
I'm not good in feet.
Yeah.
But I would say like...
It's 1.2 meter by 2.4 meter. It is openable, the sides we can open, so it can become a small stage, or it can become an opportunity. And the idea is that it is like a picnic, so whenever we need it, we can pull it by human force to the area, and around this we can make a fire, and we can use it to give us shade, we can put inside the things that we need for an outside activity. And this year we already had an outside activity with this. I think about 60 people were present, and somebody came and they were playing Hungarian music, and we made a Hungarian dinner, a goulash. So it was really a very strong experience. It was on the space of the Hungarian pavilion, so we could really feel it was very strongly affecting. And this time, until now, so the sides are decorated and painted, and until now 25 Hungarian visitors have been painting things on it. And I think this way it's really bring the national soul, awaken the Hungarian soul, and of course eventually my hope is that it will has an effect back on Hungary, where the political system is not in a good track right now. So that's why we would like to do this.
It's like it's coming, it's crisis in Europe anyhow, or all over. But let's stay in Oroville. How do you see the development of International Zone?
So, when we started this pavilion, this caravan, it was very difficult to get through the blockages that have been built up, I was quite a few times thinking about giving it up because of this process, but then I thought maybe this itself is part of the work, not to give up but to go on and go on and go on.
Yeah,
and I'm really very hopeful, because at the moment it seems like a lot of opportunities opening up. French pavilion may start tomorrow, a temporary building, and it seems like the infrastructure will be ready by autumn, and then a lot of program can start. Now the International Zone Coordination Group has a need or an idea to support at least 30 development to happen within the next 3 years. And I hope it will happen like this, because I feel like...
Yeah, since last year with the donation for the well,
yeah,
the thing starts happening, yeah?
Yeah.
It's Africa House, it's Amy's house next to the well, then Krupa, and you're starting with Caravan. But if you think wider, because there are also lots of critics from the side of community, why development of international zone itself when the things in the community itself still don't function as we would like to, and there are some things missing. What do you think is the main obstacle that the international zone is not progressing?
I think the main obstacle is that we are not ready for it. So, or we were not ready for it until now, and I hope that we are becoming ready. For me, like, this whole development, the well that you mentioned, and I can really connect it with my baby, because after my baby, after my baby conceived, I was present, pregnant, in a lot of programs. I was there very, we were with him in my belly, we were very involved when we decided to found the well. He was born on the same day when the well inauguration happened. It was actually Orobe's birthday. But in the same time when they have been inaugurating in the international pavilion, international house, the well, his our placenta was just planted under a tree in the same place, in the same hour. So, and then his... the Hungarian ambassador came to visit us, to help us to make his paper, make his passport. Mm-hmm. And it was the first time that it happened that an ambassador from Hungary came to Oroville. And then all of a sudden 30 Hungarians showed up. And I think like a lot of things started to change with him when he arrived in our life. As I experienced... for the national soul and the development of the Hungarian project within Oroville. And I think maybe there are other souls that who are arriving at this time to Oroville who will support. So I think, so somehow I think that maybe we were not ready for the development of the international zone until now, and I hope we are ready now.
You are really strongly present in the international zone, and you're really passionate. What would you say, what is your main, let's say, motive? Or where this desire to really be present there comes from? So if you look in a bigger picture of four zones of Orville, how do you perceive the international zone itself? Is it important? Is it not? How it is important? For what reason?
So I think everybody who is in Oroville, they are a bit, it's a strong word, but kind of narrow-minded. They see focused on their own work, I would say. It's rather nicer than like this. So if you would ask somebody about different projects, everybody would say, like, this is so important and this is so important. I find international zone project very important because of this aim of human unity and the evolution of mankind. I think that national souls are an important tools for us for this evolution, and I think that, as we always say, that Oroville is a laboratory. The focus point of this laboratory is the international zone itself, where we can explore and experiment on our national souls, and then this way we can evolve it from a national personality, from a national cultural background into a real national soul where it can merge into the human unity. And I personally believe this is the only way for humanity to survive our death. And this is one thing. So the physical development, the fulfilling that the international zone fulfill its aim, that something is happening there. And really, I believe it didn't happen because we were not ready to it until now. And I think a lot of things is shifting right now, like instead of that everybody wants to build one building, I think new ideas are coming in how one can get connected with the national soul. And the other thing what I kind of enjoy in the coordination group itself is that the work is very diverse. We discuss about cultural projects, we discuss about economical thing, we discuss about physical development, wastewater treatment. So it's a bit like a small Oroville with not so many policies yet that we are at the moment are working out.
Not just subgroups. Subteams for the
So
because we figure out that it's impossible that only five people would work on everything because it's a huge complexity of the project itself.
And it's exciting this way that we can still look into it, and it's kind of
you got a small working group, and you can try that this working group would do the work and report it to you, and you concentrate on some work which you prefer to do, right?
Well, at the moment, we are just searching for our way. So we are still kind of having ideas what to do. Then we try to make a working group on it. Then the people of this subgroup, maybe they don't come. So then we drop this idea. So it's still in the opening phase. But I think there is a lot of opportunity and a lot of openness.
That's a lot of will. That's another thing.
Will.
Yeah, I mean, we're to do something to really manifest. Just a personal question. How do you see, for example, European part of the international zone? If you think like 20 years ahead, what do you see there?
Yeah, I would like to keep it open, and I would like
I mean, I'm pretty sure that you have some kind of vision.
Yeah, so that's what I kind of starting to learn, that the closer I get to the manifestation, the more blurry my vision become. And somehow I feel that this is the time when we really need to stay open and really go with the synchronicities, because Mother is guiding us very strongly. So, for example, with this Hungarian caravan, we wanted to build something bigger and more massive, and then it became something light and easily movable. And then we realized that, yeah, this is what we always wanted, actually. Something that we have a picnic, we can make a fire and we can make a dinner around. Mm. And a few years ago when people asked us, what do we want for Hungarian Pavilion? We had the ideas like, okay, that many guest rooms, that many conference hall, that many this and that. But by now, all the people who are involved in the Hungarian Pavilion project in the AVI Hungary are actually very much involved in gardening as well. So it became very clear that it's more important for us to make some kind of edible garden. And this year I brought seeds from Hungary, and I had 850 tomato seedling that I shared within Oroville. It went to schools, it went into the international zone, it went to private people, it went to farms. And I still, every day I meet people who say, oh, your tomatoes are so good. And I never grew tomato before, but this is the first time I put on my terrace. And people are enjoying it. And I think it's become also by this kind of appreciation, it become even stronger that we would more like to start a small-scale garden which is edible and which can give to other people plants than to start with a big building and put our energy over there. And I think, like, I have, for example, what was very nice for me that, okay, it's just a dream, an idea, but I hope it's not a problem if I share it, that we went to visit Darkali with a small group, and some people were American who have come, and Darkali is the future area of the American development. And then one of the person became very inspired by what she saw there, because that space is beautiful with trees and animals and birds and everything. And then she realized that she would like to start something that is really fit into the environment, rather than cutting out the trees and putting some big building, maybe to start something like a bird watchtower or something where they could already bring people. And I, for me, it sounded, resonated very much with me, because somehow when I think about American continent, it always for me the trees and the forest, South America, Canada, United States, I always think about it like a beautiful huge space of nature. And if they can make something in Darkali that is nature is in the priority, and with inventive way how to glide into a pavilion that fits into that nature, this is really a beautiful thing, and I think this can happen. So that's why I'm saying that when you ask me what do I see in the future, I really see that step by step it will emerge and it will open ourselves to us if we keep open. And I hope it will manifest then. Because I think that is one of the reasons, because, okay, we can go to, like, because of this person or because of this group or because of this money went there and there was something that happened that's why it didn't happen in the last 40 years that the international zone really came to existence. But, of course, we all believe that these are just tools that Mother is using to guide us into the path where she would like us to manifest. So I believe like this, and I hope if we are open, then it will manifest very fast.
Bogi, thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.